Blog Talk Radio.
They tell me my condition is incurable.
And this comes from the bottom of the sea.
You cannot help me.
They tell me that
it's
I need
your feet, your roots,
to
your soul, and your body, and that's you.
Day like this,
at night,
I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
And you would love me, and I would love you.
With my mistakes.
Young Cali, CDB, PSC,
Young Black King. Living in my sorrow,
sorrow.
My devil follow me, and he be like my shadow,
shadow.
Running out of time, but I do not battle. I don't need money, trying to tackle and shackle me up on my feet. My soul is out of reach. One day I will preach to the youngin', that's the future. One day I will preach to the youngin', not the future. Even though you're playing dirty in this game, that's a cutin'. Who am I, you fooling? Man, I'm electrocuting like a hot wire. The booth is on fire. I spit that PSC, cause that's the real in me. And if I'm looking up, that's only God. I see no one else,
no.
Nobody on the feet. Nobody never dead, cause everybody can be beat. So who am I to tell, and who are you to spell? And every day is life, but we all live in hell.
Tell me my condition is incurable.
You hear me?
They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
But I want you to feel me.
A day like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Mama, I'm sorry. Grandma, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. Family, I'm sorry. Life ain't life. I have no money to borrow. No money to give, and I'm living in my sorrow. Can somebody help me? The sun about to melt me. But the sun the only one that shines and can see me. In the daylight and in the night, I see Stevie. We hit the studio and we feel so free. We do what we wanna do. Pray to God anytime. It can get spiritual. Lyrical in the rhyme. I be in my damn prime. Like I'm going holy, but I'm not holy. Only God know me, so you can't expose me. Try to show me, and you don't even know me. Say what you want, but I know that you're phony. You need to wake up, because these niggas taking pay cuts. And we just trying to live, but we all live in slavery, bro.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
That's what you're telling me.
It's days like this,
okay.
I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
I wish.
But I must live.
Yo, Steve, let them know where you're coming from, B.
See my steps in the mud, you attract that. Matter of fact, bullshit, I attract that. Pull it out the knapsack. Try to fix me up like back cracks. Mary got me high like jetpacks. Fly for a dub sack and touch heaven, no peasant. King is my pedigree. Still the same when they bury me. Ain't no telling me who own mine, ain't no selling me. Ain't no felony if you stand your ground and your color free.
Body in debt, so the rail ain't free. We all paying bills, so the living ain't free. Tell me who cares, not the knowledge they seek. I'm living in mistake, so don't you ever follow me. Am I speaking positively, cause you thinking negative? But that's okay, because the Lord blessing me. Some homies fade away, but I'm allergic to bleed. I'm a young black king, and that's permanently.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Of the day, would you rather be happy or would you rather be successful? That is the question here today on TLE Radio. I'm your host, NH Labduni. Thanks for tuning in, and we're going to go ahead and get right into it right after this musical break by Drake's Successful, featuring Trey Songz.
Oh.
Like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill you. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game need changing. I'm the cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the take the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. This me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I suppose I just wanna be, successful. I just wanna be successful.
I want the money, money, money. I want a whole lot of that. All the honey, they asking where the dollars at. Where your head at? Tell me about the scholar cap. Trying to find a way, but you never got a map. Dream chaser, risk taker. No favor, no hater. They might want me to drown, holding me down, but the throne and the crown is all I ever wanted, all I ever needed. If I'm the only one and don't nobody else believe it, then keep it a secret and watch me achieve it. Cause I know what I want now. So if you want the money, if you gotta make it, if you the only one and don't nobody else believe it, then tell them to beat it and watch you achieve it. Sing it if you want.
I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way, but as of late, a lot of been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantom's least, I'm wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but f***ing my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause
I want
the
money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I just wanna be successful.
Welcome back to TLE Radio. I'm your host, N.H. Lavduni. And the topic of the day. Would you rather be happy or would you rather be successful? Now, we're going to go ahead and get right into it. And here we go. Success is a relative term. Because how do you define success? And the definition that you come up with success, who did you get it from? Because if the world provides you with a definition of success saying this is what success is, how can everybody buy into it?
Because if everybody is different, we come from different walks of life, different ideals, different upbringings, different beliefs, different languages, different religions. The only constant, the only common denominator in all that is difference. How can success be a cookie cutter, one size fits all category for everyone? I'm asking. If you look at today's celebrities, you look at the elite, you look at those that would be deemed as successes, and then you look at how many have killed themselves, how many have died unhappy, how many have OD'd, how many are addicted to substance abuse, and the list goes on. But they are a success. Why are they truly happy? Are they happy? Success and happiness are not the same thing. They are not synonymous. You can be quote unquote successful without being happy. Look at Steve Jobs. Look at Kurt Cobain. Look at Michael Jackson. And the list goes on. Phil Hartman. Philip Seymour Hoffman. The list goes on. Success and happiness is not the same thing. But although that success does not equal happiness, happiness does equal success. Well, how you figure? Oh, it's pretty simple. Let's break it down to the simplest format. When you're trying to be successful, you lay down certain goals that you want to achieve, certain milestones that you want to reach that can be a qualifying factor towards your success rate and overall, supposedly, your happiness. You plan, you strategize, you make goals, and when you reach them, you pat yourself on the back. You say congratulations, and you say you're happy. However, on that same argument, under that same argument, you achieve all those things, but still harbor an emptiness, an unfulfillment. There is still an unsatisfying underlying factor within you that causes you to look towards substance abuse, sexual abuse, any other types of abuse, anything to kind of fill that emptiness, that hole, that void. But if you flip it and you chase happiness, and you say that happiness is going to define how successful you are, because if success is supposed to bring you happiness, from the world's argument, instead of chasing success, would you not chase happiness and let success come from that happiness? Am I right? Because if you're happy where you're at, if you're happy doing what you're doing, if you're happy with your quality of being, are you not successful? Who is going to tell you what success means? Who are you going to allow to define what successful means to you? What is your definition of successful?
What is it that you want? Now, a lot of you will say some things that'll be a very gray area. It could fall under both categories, under wanting to be successful and wanting to be happy. So you have to be very careful. But should we be chasing success or should we be chasing happiness? Should I be trying to check off all these marks on the list, which will hopefully bring me some happiness? Or do I just go directly towards happiness and let all those other things fall into place? I'm asking a question. Now, I'm non-religious, but let's go there for a second. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall fall in. Same Bible that says the kingdom of God is supposed to be our happiness, our joy. No one's supposed to be able to take that away. Seek that happiness, that joy. Attain it, latch onto it, and everything else will fall into play. Am I not right? I mean, if not, go ahead and correct me. This is my opinion. But I felt like this morning, with the thoughts that are in my head, I had to go ahead and speak on this. But the question still remains. Success or happiness? Happiness or success? It can go either way. Now, you can have mainstream media tell you, oh, you're supposed to have this, you're supposed to have this, you're supposed to have this, 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 and this. It gives you a checklist of everything you should have to consider yourself a success. And if you can able to consider yourself a success, then you can truly be happy. How many of you are happy right now with the stuff that you already crossed off that list? If you don't get to check off the rest of those items on that list, how many of you can say that you are happy right now? How many of you? Not that many, I know for a fact. I've tried that route. Now, for those that have chased happiness and obtained happiness, whether all those items on the box are checked or not, you've already achieved happiness, so you don't need success by their definition or their standard to tell you that you're happy, because happiness comes from within, not outward. You do not seek outward validation for your happiness. Because if you need outward validation of your happiness, you're not happy. Because once that validation is gone, where do you lie? Seeking more validation because you have no self-worth? Where does anorexia and bulimia come from? Poor self-esteem, poor self-worth, poor self-image. I'm just preaching to the choir here. I'm not better than anyone else. I deal with the same struggles as you and you and you and you. But if we don't talk about it, we don't address it, we don't bring it up, we don't have a discussion about it, a conversation about it, we'll be stuck in the same rut and not make our way out of it. So I have to ask you once again, would you rather be successful or be happy? And for some reason, happy has a negative connotation when you ask it in that concept. Happy does not mean poor. Happy does not mean just getting by. Happy is the quality of living a peace of mind where you are happy, content, because success is different to each and every individual, no matter the cookie cutter response that they give when you ask, what does success mean to you? Why? If asked that question, all of us have received programming from when we were a child, growing up, of the idea of what success is. Whether it's fame, whether it's wealth, whether it's a mansion, whether it's fancy cars, all of us has received an idea, a planting, a propaganda campaign of what success is. And because of that seed that has been planted in us when we were a child, that is where we gauge our success and overall our happiness level. Do you want to be a success or do you want to be happy? I'm pretty sure Steve Jobs on his deathbed was far from happy. But no one can deny that he wasn't successful. No one can deny that. Just asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, would you rather be successful or happy? Please comment. Let me hear your thoughts. Share this with your friends. Let's have the discussion. And let's see if we can go ahead and cut away from mainstream, cut away from the propaganda, and start defining our own happiness and overall success. Because if we set all these goals, all these milestones, all these achievements to reach a certain level of success, because we are told that level of success will bring us happiness, instead of chasing those things, why not just chase happiness directly and let those things fall into place? It's like a doctor treating a patient. The patient comes in, the patient is ill with some kind of disease. Now, either the doctor can focus on the symptoms of the disease and just continue to treat the symptoms, however the disease remains, which happens a lot right now. Thank you, Big Pharma. Or do we go ahead and address the disease? If we can address the disease, attack the disease, get rid of the disease, the symptoms will follow, and we will be completely healed. Ladies and gentlemen, let's attack the disease. I'm your host, NH Labduni, signing out for TLE TV, TLE Radio, TLE News. Subscribe to us on Facebook. Facebook.com/lyricalelitist, blogtalkradio.com/TLE News. I want to see you. I want to hear from you. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Share with your friends. And let's get a real discussion going. By the way, just a short announcement. March 1st, 2016. The TLE News website will go live. Again, March 1st, 2016. The TLE News website, the Lyrical Elitist website, will go live. You may find it on TLENews.com or TheLyricalElitist.com, but you can always Google The Lyrical Elitist or TLE News, TLE TV, TLE Radio. It's all over Facebook, YouTube, Google, Blog Talk Radio, whatever social media platform you can think of.
you'll find it. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Peace and harmony to everyone. And let's get rid of this disease. Instead of chasing the shadow, let's chase the person that's creating the shadow. Instead of treating the disease, the symptoms of the disease, let's get rid of the disease. Instead of chasing success that's supposedly supposed to bring us happiness, let's chase happiness. It will equate to our own personal levels and ideas of success. Because right now the machine is feeding off our greed. It is a feeding frenzy. Once again, I'm your host, NH Live Dooney, signing out. Have a wonderful day.
Woo! Come on.
Major on the track.
Let go.
Stevie B.
Come on.
Baby, you a scholar, you got a bright future, but they don't measure up like a ruler. We discuss this in the corner, we can have a drink, just the two of us. Bottoms up, top down, just to get the top up. Face on like a popper, couple shots of vodka, any rum and coke and a little green monster. Get a mad dragon, and easy off the planet. We landed in my seat, here, hanging for tonight.
We gon' rain down the house, we won't worry about the cops. It's our night, it's our night. We got drinks at the bar, we gon' drink till we fall. It's alright, it's alright.
Everybody get him faded. White boy wasted on Bacardi. King of the jungle, now you looking like Safari. No big deal, huh? Ball like a Maori. Some of many niggas, they should do a show on Maury. But I'm past that, like a shot of cognac. Brown bring you down, white get you right. Buddy make you frown, it'll be alright. Good time for the night if you ride it. Home is where you slide it. Got what you missing, if you need it, I supply it. Pull me at the kitchen if you think I need a diet. I'm eating it, beating it. You can treat that you're feeling it. I'ma see about doing it. I'ma see about doing it. You gon' see if I lose it. Keeping my coolio, I'm in there like cuticle. I'm eating like Lunchables, sipping cup penny full. You feeling my vibe, our cups looking identical. Baby, you a scholar, got a bright future, but they don't measure up like a ruler. Leave them dunces in the corner, we can have a drink, just the two of us. Bottoms up, top down, just to get your top up. Safe, I'm like a pop-up, couple shots of vodka. Any rum and coke and a little green monster. Get a mad dragon and eat you off the planet. We landed in my team's game planet, but tonight I'm going in for the love of the game. I pick them ball up, double dribble, couple travels, yeah, I'm quick to foul up. Only rain with throw a brand that I quit the mound up. Life on the edge for the night, you're my counter. Bring it down a booty, drop bombs like Obama. Said drop it like a hot, you turn into a sauna. Party hard, party on, where your drinks at? Party all night long, this is where your dreams at.
Rain down the house, we won't worry about the cops. It's our night, it's our night. We got drinks at the bar, we gon' drink till we fall. It's alright, it's alright.